You're listening to SBS News.
Hate is enough! Hate is enough! Hate is enough!
Outside Parliament House in Canberra, hundreds of temporary protection visa holders gathered to protest long delays in assessing their protection claims and permanent visas. Refugee advocate Jamal Dawood called on the government to stop playing political football with the lives of those fleeing conflict and persecution.
Our government, and it doesn't matter if it is Liberal National or it is Labour Greens, convinced us that the boat people is responsible for all our socio-economic shortcomings and failures. We were convinced that if we stop the boats, we will have no homeless people. We will have perfect health system, better education and affordable housing.
Meanwhile, inside the Senate chamber, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson was pushing to hold a plebiscite on immigration levels. Senator Hanson proposed the public vote would be held to coincide with the next federal election. Introducing the motion to the upper house, she argued current immigration levels are too high.
Immigration impacts considerably on Australia's overall population growth, which in turn impacts on the lifestyle we are all able to experience. It just makes common sense to understand that more people means more demand for services. If those services are not established at a pace that keeps up with the growth, then lifestyles will go backwards. And with the stagnant lifestyles ordinary Australians have been experiencing in the past decade, we certainly don't want things to get any worse.
The Queensland Senator insisted her concern was on the impact immigration is having on public services, employment and housing, rejecting the notion the bill is inherently racist.
This bill is not about where people originate when they come to live in our great nation or why. It is strictly about the numbers and the impact those numbers, significant numbers on a global scale, mind you, are having on our lives here.
Declaring the bill unnecessary and inappropriate, senators from both sides of politics spoke of how reliant Australia's development as a nation has been on migration. Liberal Senator Amanda Stoker labelled Ms Hanson's bill long on alarmism and short on realism.
Overwhelmingly, migrants have added to our nation by stimulating stronger growth, by creating jobs in our economy, by oftentimes doing jobs that Australians don't seem to want to do, and helping to slow the overall ageing of the Australian population.
While Labor Senator Raf Ciccone, the son of Italian migrants, said holding a plebiscite would be divisive and hurtful.
Whilst Labor accepts that this is important, that we make sure that we get the balance right in managing our migration program, this is the responsibility of the government, with the best advice at hand. There is simply no place in our inclusive and proudly diverse nation for an expensive opinion poll on questions that don't need to be asked.
Ms Hanson and her One Nation colleague Malcolm Roberts were the only senators to vote in favour of the bill, which was defeated 54 votes to 2. Speaking after the vote, she said she's disappointed on behalf of the people she calls the quiet Australians.
It's not for me, it was for the Australian people. They've never had a say on, you know, having a say into the number of migrants coming into the country. They have to suffer the consequences, you know, of getting healthcare, schools, hospitals. Look at the roads. It's just ridiculous.
Amy Hall, SBS News.